Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster, coming off Christmas break. Coach, looking for your first Big 7 win. Have a chance to do it on Friday against Paraly Compton.
Yeah, like I said, the next three games we have for the remaining Big 7 schedule, they're pretty tough, good teams, so we kind of do have our hands full. And but I do think if we kind of do some little things better and play together as a team a little bit better, I think that you know we have a chance to give everybody we have remaining Big 7 a pretty good game.
Yeah, and those games coming against Paraly Compton this Friday, followed by Nemaha Central on the road, and then Holton on the road. And, Coach, two of those teams are unbeaten, including the Cause. What are some things you know about this Paraly Compton team?
I know they've got two pretty good athletic scores. I was watching a little bit of film today, and, you know, they do have an inside presence of a hustler in there. They get some easy rebounds and big backs, but it kind of looks like that they like to, you know, space out defensively and try to they cause you some problems on defense, and our ball security hasn't really been the best here for the first few games. So I'm kind of hoping our young kids got a little bit more confident with the ball in their hands, and hoping to really not turn the ball over as much against Perry. And then once we can get to some offensive sets, we seem to do okay scoring the ball when we don't turn it over for easy baskets. So I'm really, this first game out here, I really want our kids to play well. I want some of our kids that have been scoring very much to be more confident, you know, confident attacking the basket and knocking down some jump shots and not kind of relying on our two main scores that we've had since the start of the season.
Tyler Herbster joining us, Riverside Boys head basketball coach. Coach, rewinding back to your last game against Hiawatha, you guys got to play that in the Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. What was that like?
Yeah, that was a pretty good experience for the boys. As far as the game went itself, I mean, it was a very low-scoring game. In the second half of basketball, we only gave up 11 points before the final free throw there at the buzzer. So I really like the way that our kids have played. We just like to struggle offensively getting something going when teams kind of pack in a zone. We've been practicing a lot against zones that aren't stretching out on us for the last few practices here over break. But as far as going down there, I thought it was a good atmosphere and it was fun for the kids. So I think they all enjoyed it.
That's great to hear. And, Coach, coming out of the break, what are you guys trying to do to stay mentally locked in and focused as you guys are now, Christmas break is in the rearview window, trying to focus in on Paraly Compton? What have you guys been doing in practice to gear up and stay mentally locked in?
I feel like we feel very confident with our defense and rebounding abilities. And like I said, as a team, we're averaging 44 points a game, and we have two kids that are averaging 34 combined. So trying to figure out, you know, maybe adding a couple more kids into the rotation, trying to get everybody fresh and give some other kids an opportunity to come off the bench and score. Our defense is pretty good. It is solid and we're physical. The problem is when we get defensive stops, it doesn't exactly lead into transition baskets. So we're getting good stops and then we're kind of bringing the ball up nice and slow and working it. So we really don't have a way of getting a whole lot of easy baskets and transitions. So we've kind of been tweaking a few things, trying to figure out, hey, you know, how are we going to get a few layups on the other end? How are we going to get some 3-on-2 fast breaks? And I think that's kind of what our team needs, is to maybe push it a little bit harder and just try to find a way to get some things going offensively.
Coach, great stuff from you as always today. I really appreciate your time, and best of luck coming up on Friday.
All right, thank you so much.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentists.